My next guest is independent councillor on Kerry County Council, Sam Locke. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Doreen. Good morning to people of Kerry, to the proud day for the Kerry people today, and beautiful sunshine to go with us. And if you happen to come across a couple of our islands, you can send them my way.
Send them your way. That would be the call.
To me as well.
That'll be the call from everybody for the next 2 weeks or so.
We'll answer the other topic.
We will. Now, you raised at a recent meeting at Tralee District, you said that parts of the town are like Mondello Park with boy racers. What are you talking about, Sam? What's been going on?
What I'm talking about, Jerry, is been ongoing for a number of years, and even through the canvas two years ago, we were inundated, every councillor was inundated with requests to try and address this problem. I spoke to the superintendent about this problem as well in relation to modified vehicles that are speeding down our roadways and new roadways that are three meters along and by roads that have created a speed run. And from 10:30 on a Friday night until two o'clock or 2:30 in the morning, it is like Mondello Park along Tralee. You could, in the deadness of night, you can hear the direction that they're going out the Phoenix Road, out the Kerry's, out by the road, in towards Alberth, out by Abbey Dorney, along the Dan Spring Road, heading back over into the bypass. This issue is creating havoc for people that are trying to rest at night, to get up for work early in the morning. It creates havoc for those people. The safety factor in relation to it is that they're in fear that one of these vehicles will wind up inside in their front gardens, and has done in a number of occasions in a few areas in Kerry. But the issue being that those modified vehicles are not insured. And the point that I'm trying to get across to those individuals that modify their vehicles must realise that if they crash their vehicle into another person or into a ditch or a wall, they're not insured. And I've asked the superintendent in a meeting that was brought up nearly 12 months ago now in relation to the capture of such vehicles. They have confiscated some in cases, but they're impounded and taken out again and modified in relation to that again. But the message is there for our younger generation coming up, and it is a problem that I would say monkey do what monkey see, and if there is a continuation of it, other drivers will think it's okay to modify their vehicles. I can remember going back when I was driving, Jerry, that if your exhaust pipe was broken, you were pulled in and you had to produce the vehicle back at a garage station with a new exhaust pipe on it. These modified vehicles are roaring, darting and banging through the course of the night, and it is upsetting people. So I've asked Kerry County Council what we can do in relation to it. And the answer was very limited, that it's a Garda issue. So I'm asking the Garda Síochána to look into the matter in these specific roads. They know exactly what I'm talking about. And you see yourself coming from South Kerry and the lovely roads that we have and the amount of wheelies that are done. Now, with this heat on top of Tarmac Adam, stretches of road like that, the tarmac adam is boiling, it's bubbling up, and if you have something like that tearing across, that creates an awful terrible damage to the road, and that road would have to be taken up again and resurfaced, but it takes a number of years for the roads department to get back and repair that. So the message I'm getting across this morning is to the individuals, number one, they're not insured. Number two, they're creating havoc for people and families that are trying to get a night's sleep. Be careful, number one. It could be something that they need to address when they're doing their driving test, Jerry, the car's in perfect condition. But after that, that they go away and they spend a fortune modifying it.
And so we can do this sort of diffing and drifting on the road and leaving the marks all over the road.
You can teach yourself when you're travelling any road coming from South Kerry
Actually, the Miles Gap Road in particular, the Ring of Kerry Road, Sam, is very bad at the moment. Down around Loosconnock Lake, you can't see the asphalt for all of the tyre marks on the road in sections.
Yeah, even going back to, I do a bit fishing there, and going back to Carver Lake, just before we cut off into Carver Lake, muddles of fine Jesus. The wheelies are going into the ditch. The wheelies are going into the ditch, and my biggest fear is that the youngsters or the drivers that are doing this kind of damage do not understand the danger to themselves and the danger that they're creating for others, plus the fact that the repair to these specific roads is costing a fortune. It's costing a fortune.
Yeah.
So my message to the people this morning outside them, look, the people that have been tormented, they ring the guards, and the guards might be able to get out there in time. But there seems to be a kind of a communication sense of that if there's one individual doing the driving, another person is on a road, mainly watching team if there's another vehicle coming, be it a guard vehicle or any other vehicle, and they move off to another area. So they're quick on the move that way. But look, we've had rallies. These people are professional drivers. They know exactly what they're doing. They know the limit of speeds going around bins, specific bins. They have already travelled around. And these people are insured. And it costs a fortune for these individuals to go on a rally, to get the insurance, so that if they create damage,
they can compete.
They can. And people can get remuneration for the damage that's created to their property for it. Also, in Kerry Council, that they're covered there, But look, it is problematic. But the advice that I'm giving our young people there, be careful, think twice before doing it, because in some cases, you could wind up going into cemetery.
Yeah, okay. All right, Sam, thanks very much for that. That's Sam Locke there. Councillor Sam Locke was on the line. What he's seeing, are you seeing the same on your roads? Get in touch with us on the programme.